Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. What I see kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen?
Now we must
It's a message of concern. What will this do to the mind of the world's children? What will this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What will this do to the mind of the world's children? What will this do to their minds? What will this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says,
say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message
of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open up. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Well, your Block Talk Radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We'd like to greet you all in the greeting. The best greeting of all the greetings in the world. And that greeting is no other than what most of the prophets gave to each other and gave to their companion and the one they were trying to reach. They said, As-salamu alaykum, simply means God's peace be unto you. We'd like to welcome you to the Block Talk Radio Station. This is the message of concern, talking about the problem that we're having in the world with racism, which one of the evil germs that have been put in the world by man, by Satan, and given to man, and man that put this evil germ in the society. Now, the man that's been hurt the most is the one who's been in charge of getting rid of that germ. So we are attempting and have and going to continue fight this image, this problem with racism that hurt the people who God gave God a dark skin to his son. Not no man's son, but the sun that shines in the sky. That's how man got his color. And God said he created all men for one reason. And that reason that we submit our will to do the will of God. That's the only reason the creator of this creation gave us a color to test all of us and see which one of us is worthy of the great reward that Almighty God have kept hidden from us. And that reward is what you earn in this world. We like the old mouth talker with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. We like to open this up. If we do two things right, then we hope the thing we started off with and then what we ended up with will be right. And that's how we want to do things. We want to start right and end right. And everything in the middle will take care of itself. So we like to open our prayer with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. First we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will translate it in the English translation, inshallah. Umalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina An'amta 'Alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi 'Alayhim wa Ladh-Dhalin. Amen. English translation, we take protection from Allah, the Lord and the chosen stain of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment that we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We thank you for joining us. We are the Muslim. The word Muslim only simply means one who has submitted his will to do the will of the one who created it. And all of the prophets and messengers was told and reminded to submit their will to do the will of God. This is one of the highest achievements for the human being. So we are here tonight, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School, coming out of California. Yes, we have a Sims School. We are working without a decent school, without a real decent school that have morals in it, and that have the blessing and have the word, the creator mentioned in that school. Any other school other than that is not a blessed school. It's just a school that you are gambling your life or you're gambling your children's life with, because the duty of school and take what Allah has blessed it with and give back to the person so he can lift himself higher and he be educated and make better decisions. That's what education means. It means to go up. It means to appreciate. It means to be thankful. If you're not getting that out of the school that your children is in, then your children are learning backwards, and pretty soon this world of the movies and the magazines and all the entertainment and all the sports will be getting your child and your child away from you and then giving your child the idea that it's doing its own thing, making your child think it's grown, living up in your house, eating your food up. This is a job of Satan. And your child is getting that from the school they call the public school. We know a lot of things they're getting is unnatural. And two boys, two girls going together, they are teaching this in the public school. You might not say, well, all of them should be in none of them. We live in a society that claim to believe in God. And God, we hold God, Allah, the Creator, higher than anything else. If we fail to do that, then the wicked one of this world going to take charge of your life or your child life, and pretty soon you'll be battling your child, which means that Satan have gotten into your child, and you'll spend all your life, all your time trying to get Satan out of your child life that you allow to be in there. The word mother means exactly what it means. It means to be a mother. It means that you're the first teacher. You're the first educator of that child. The father means father in knowledge and father in wisdom that he's supposed to be able to share with that child. But if that male do not share that with his son, and this world teaches men not to appreciate their father, and teaching their son to not appreciate their father, and teaching the man not appreciating the child that God has trusted with. So this world is ran by Satan. I mean, when I said Satan, I'm talking about influence coming into the life of most of our people. And that's what racism is. It's influence. It's a lie. That Almighty God, the creator of this creation, the one who knows and sees everything, he had to go get a son to help him do his job on this earth. How stupid that sounds. God said he is the creator, and we are the creation. And the creation is nothing like the creator. Tell us in scripture that nothing you can find in the sky that you can go down and look in the sea, or you can find on any earth surface that you can call the creator, because the creator is bigger than anything that you can imagine. So this is the right approach. This is the right attitude we got to have in order to make it in this society. And this society is not going to lighten up on us. That's why we keep having problems on this show. That's why we have problems with it. There's always something ain't functioning to make the show, this Black Talk radio station, function right. Something always happens. And we know, because anytime you tell the truth, then you bring about some kind of opposition to what you're doing. And we expect that. And we just come out of 30 or 29 days fast, where we fast to please God. And one of the fastest, one of the ingredients in fasting is patience. One of the ingredients in fasting is not getting angry, moving with your intelligence, not moving with emotion, not getting angry, thinking things out, rational thinking and talking and trying to work things out. That is the duty of the righteous man. But this world don't want you to be righteous. And that's why racism comes into being. When you hold God up, the creator of this earth, the creator of the universe, the stars, the moon, and everything we see, when you hold it up and say that God, out of the creator of this creation, out of all the people, he to be his chosen people, then you have received the biggest lie, one of the biggest lies that you can receive from a man or from a woman. God do not have no son. God let us know that he created us equally. We can't be equally when one got a God and the other and all the others depend on that God. That's not equal. God is a just God, equal to God. He's the God of everybody. He's God. And he tell us that when he said we're all the children of Adam. We're not the children of God. We all being tested. And our brothers who think that God come in their image, look how messed up they are. Some of them is showing up messed up. They're hollering, they're going to make America great. And the only thing going to make America great when America submits his will to do the will of God and everybody start treating each other right and seeing each other as brothers and sisters, not seeing each other as a black man or a white man. And that's something you will never see a white man. God ain't created no white people. He created human beings. Then he said the best human being. That's why everybody need the Quran, the final revelation, the one that came after the revelation that we received in the Bible. The Bible is a good book, but you got to read it with intelligence. You got to read it with read between the lines. And one of the lines you got to read, God said, don't make no image of God. And when you say God got a son, that go image. That go to image. If God got a son, then the son going to look like him, like the creator. And then our book asks questions, how can God have a son and don't have a wife? Do that make sense? God going to punish us for having a baby out of wedlock. And the reason is because we're not getting married. There's no obligation. Marriage means an obligation that God gave us. He said populate the earth. He didn't say populate the earth with a woman that's not yours. He said get married. And even in the Bible said it's best to get married than burn. So all these artificial lies have been given to us, and we've been had people that look like us have spread those lies. Sometimes people like look like us spread them worse than anybody else, because all it is to get money for the other people and keep the people that we call ourselves, which is African American. We're all human beings, but all these labels come to let you know that we are the dark of the human being. Then you got some lighter human beings. And as a matter of fact, you'll find some lighter human being who is African American. So that your real color is on the inside, and that inside means the color of righteousness. And you can see that from the inside on the outside, but it comes from the inside out. So we thank Allah for this precious knowledge that he has blessed us with. He has blessed us with some great leaders. And he has blessed us to know that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, he is the seal of the prophet. He the one that Jesus said will come after him. Jesus said he had to go away in order for this new person, this prophet coming, Ahmed, in some Bibles, they call him Ahmed. And he was come and lead us in all truth. And Prophet Muhammad did that 1,444 years ago. He brought us he brought us the truth to show us who we all are and what we should be striving for. And we should be striving to please Allah. And one of the ways we please the creator of this creation, that we love one another, that we see each other as human beings and not geographic location. That don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean that we've been scattered all over this earth when you find us in other parts of the country. Allah said that we'd be scattered throughout the earth. And then he said the best one of us that had been scattered throughout the earth still is the one who obey him the best. And we cannot obey God. It's never going to be a African. It's never going to be a race. We'll never be able to come together as a human family to say one better than the other, even by calling each other a color. White will always be a word of purity, and black will be always a word of unknown, darkness, or evil. They will always use evil with darkness. But Allah said the real you is on the inside, and we are all the same on the inside. But outside is what failed in the test. I'm better. And when this comes about because of influence coming from Satan, and Satan is any man or any woman who take on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and lie, and tell lies. Satan is a liar. He's the one in opposition to what the creator of this creation want us all to be. He keep us against each other, then he rules both. He rules all. That's his job. And God said, and Allah says in the Quran, come away from Satan. Get away from me. He's an open enemy to you. He's an open enemy to your family. He's an open enemy to the world. And only way we can get rid of Satan is through the help of Allah. Allah said he will deal with Satan. If we turn to Allah with sincere devotion, he will deal with Satan. He will keep Satan from doing what he has been doing to the world, fighting and calling us to kill each other. Satan, Allah will put an end to that because Satan time, according to scripture, is up. He only keep his evil going through the places that we pay more attention to, like the TV and the movies and the music and the shameful lifestyle that he called us to. That's what Satan is destroying the human family. And then use racism to promote that and keep people divided by thinking one better than the other. And this is the plan, and this is the plot and plan of Satan. But Allah said he plot and he planned, and his plan always overrides all the other plans because his set plan brings peace and love and happiness to his human family. If we can read about it in the garden, it was happy. It was happy in the garden until Satan intervened, and Adam, we all the children of Adam, what go wrong? We start listening to Satan and start thinking the way Satan wants to think. Satan wants evil to seem fair to us. And God said, leave evil alone. Shun evil. Evil by itself is a door that you cannot get to get to the good life in the next world life. And that is life after death, just like that life after sleep. Like God woke you up and gave you another chance. You know, he woke you up and gave you another opportunity to turn your life around. As long as he's waking you up, that opportunity is still there. But the minute the heart don't tick no more, and that means your time is up, then you had all the opportunity that God going to give you, then you can't change on the other side. You have to change here. You have to reject, you have to shun what Satan wants you to be and what Satan wants you to have. If you fail to do that, you will be the biggest loser. So we thank Allah for Al-Quran. We thank him for Majedic. Majedic means one who come to revive the religion, and the religion been need to revive for a long time. All of the religions need to be revived. And we said with the help of the Quran, Christianity can be revived. Judaism can be revived. How? Because if they get the image out of them, and they get back praying to one God and loving Jesus, loving Moses for being a messenger to not just one people, to all people, that God sent. When he sent a message, the message is good for everybody who hears that message. And when people get that idea, they're going to change. Well, we're going to stop and see who else wants to share in this great moment here on this message of concern. And we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad praying for Majestic. And we say, Iman Warithin Muhammad represent the Majestic. He represents the rebirth of all the religions so they can have a better start. But long as any religion holding a man up, I said God got a son, that's a pagan religion, and that religion is not going to benefit you or get you nowhere. If it had been a beneficial, then our Caucasian brothers would be a better people than we see they are. They are not a good people. They're over the court. They're over the way things happen in America, and they let things happen, and then they turn the evil, they cause things to happen, or they turn them loose. They turn them loose. And as long as people know they can go to court and do things and ain't going to get no time and nothing going to happen to them, then they're going to keep on doing. And then especially when they think God have did them a favor, I made them a little lighter, and they think they own the world by they talking about God came in their image. It was nothing but a trick that was given to them, and they done fell under that trick. And it's our job to point out that they've been tricked, and they've been super tricked, and they've been lied to, and they bringing that lie to the masses of the people, and they putting on a sauna. They putting on a false their false life. I used to see them playing movies, and everybody in the movies was happy. I used to see Red Skeleton and all the Cowboys pictures, and I would look and see, could I find a couple of Caucasians like that, and I never could I find a Superman, a kind Caucasian like they showed themselves to be in the movies. Alvin and Costello, I couldn't find none of them, but I found some mean, wicked people who were hid behind the fact and called themselves white, and nobody challenged them on that lie that they gave us and they live with. They are white. There ain't no white people. Go get me two of them. Go get me a couple of them. You will never find a white man nowhere on this earth unless he got some kind of disease. So let me bring somebody else in. Anybody want to come in and keep this Fox Talk radio station rolling while they allow us to be on tonight? There's been a lot of problems with it, and we thank Allah that they done and hope they fix the problem, because we see this show is very important to the world. So anybody want to say anything, match one, come into the queue. Let's talk about it. Let's share what we have, what we have received on this earth and experience that we have gained through the life. So anybody want to say anything? I see my brother Sujar. I heard from him. Sujar, you want to make any comments or make any, say anything? Match one, please, sir, and we'll cut your mic on. Brother Sujar Muhammad. I know you're in town. There you go. He finally got the patience to turn on his mic. No, I'm a co-worker. My wife, Daya Akbar, and myself, Abdul Akbar, from Cato, Georgia, Sujar from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife when she come on. So we all co-workers and brother, Aig Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And sometimes, and we supposed to have Brother Ibrahim Abdullah, who is an imam, coming out of LaGrange, Georgia, on tonight. So we're going to turn this over to our other co-host worker, Brother Sujar Muhammad. We greet you in the most honorable greeting, the best greeting of all the greetings in the world of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply may God's peace be unto you. Brother Sujar Muhammad.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, look out today.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to say, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-Salaamu Alaikum. Allahu Akbar. I just want to let Brother Akbar know that I'm not going to be in town until Monday. I'm still out of town, but praises be to Allah. You know, I am going to say something tonight. You know,
but, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. I'll be out until Monday. Alhamdulillah. I can't stand by and just see him doing all this fighting by himself, you know. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to
Allah. Join in and testify and bear witness, you know, that there is only one God. This is no easy job. This is a tough job, you know. I got a chance. I saw brother. I can't think his name. Brother Michael's son.
Rakim.
Yeah. I saw him at the program there on the West End. Got a chance to talk to him, and I saw quite a few brothers and sisters. You know, they Tariq and I was together, and I got a chance to talk to them. Alhamdulillah. But this all of us should to try. And should be able to see all this racism going on. All this racism is not lightening up. It's going on strong. They're still out here pushing that image, bro. So, it's our time. It's our time, brothers and sisters. And we got to put down all these other things, and come on in and join the fight, because it's sure enough it was a fight. You know, come on in and join the fight, and fight the right thing. You know who you're fighting, and be able to see the problem. You know, we got to look out for. I'm telling you, we got to look out for our grandchildren, brothers and sisters. If we gonna leave this mess, on them when we pass. We gonna leave this mess on them. So let's do everything that we can while we're alive. You know, bring the light out, bring the truth out to the people. You know, speak the truth. You know, it ain't nothing hard. You know, all of us know the truth. Just speak the truth. Stand up and speak the truth. And if you speak the truth, you're going to be speaking out against that lie. And you're going to be speaking out against false worship. If you speak the truth. And we all know the truth. We all know the truth. You know, let's don't leave one person, one or two people by themselves dealing with this big problem. Where, you know, I mean a lot can help them, but at the same time, you know, this is our responsibility also. This is our responsibility, you know, to bring this truth out. Allah didn't bless us to be Muslim, where we can just stand back and let somebody else do all the fight. You know, we see what's wrong. We see the problem, and we still won't say nothing. We still want to hold it and want to wait. And these people here is setting up shop. They got all the wealth. They got all the wealth. You know, and the one that our people that got the work, the wealth, you know, they quiet as a mouse. You know, they ain't saying nothing. They got the wealth. You know, so we got to speak the truth. We got to speak the truth and let the truth get out there in the atmosphere. And this gonna be our young people's gonna catch on. They're already, brothers and sisters, they already done caught on. I'm telling you, our young people's already done caught on. You see, and we gonna be surprised. How they gonna come out? I mean, they are ready to deal with this here reparation. They are ready to deal with that, brothers and sisters. If you just tune in, just type in reparation on YouTube, or some of these providers, TV providers on the television. Just type in reparation, you know. Ask the question, where is reparation at right now? How we come along with reparation? And you're going to be surprised. You're going to be fired up, you know, because these young people are standing up and they're speaking out. Praise be to Allah. I got a chance to talk to brother Suleiman. I got a chance to talk to him because Tariq wanted to speak with him. So I got a chance to talk with him. So we mostly been around the family since I've been here. We've been mostly been around the family, and it's been a strong family thing. I wanted to go out more and come out more there here in Atlanta, but it's been mostly family. So That's what really was happening. I'm just letting you know that's what really was happening. I'm being more with the family, and we got things that we got to take care of with them, and they come first. You know, we're going to have to address some problems, you know, and deal with some things. And alhamdulillah, it's important. You know, I mean, that's the teaching. You know, start with family first, then move out. You know,
that's right.
So that's what's been happening. That's what really been happening. I'm glad Brother Agbar called me and told me what he told me that because of Ramadan, they wasn't gonna be able to do some things. And I said, alhamdulillah. That was a mercy. That was a mercy for me because it's hard to try to explain things to people And you know, you don't took on responsibilities, and you ain't able to do some things, you know. So that was a mercy. So praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, we pray that Allah continue blessing the fighters, the one that's still holding up the banner of La Ilaha Illallah. You know, we pray that Allah continue blessing you all. And inshallah, I'm gonna be back in there and standing right up with everybody, and we thank Allah, we pray that Allah continue blessing everybody. I came to you in peace, and I'm leaving in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Master
Lad.
Well,
like I said,
give your family degrees.
Everyone degrees. I'm in there. Everything coming on, Brother Sujal. I mean,
everything is coming along, but you know, we got a few problems that we're dealing with. You know, praise be to Allah.
Uh huh. Well, you know why? You know why? My phone, why I stay in, and glad to hear you. Yeah. If we need any help or anything, to let us know. We won't be on the streets until the, might go tomorrow and Monday. But anyway, we welcome you here. Hope you continue to call yourself. I know you're hard working. I know you want to do things. But sometimes, like you said, family first.
He's working hard with his family.
You're working hard with your family. That's beautiful. So thank you.
Thank you all. Thank you all for being here.
I know you were one of the top soldiers I ever met. I mean, I've seen you on the battlefield, been on the battlefield with you, and I know that you don't mind getting dirty and getting down in the mud and the mire, doing what you got to do. I've been there with you, so praises be to Allah.
And you got a dynamite son, too.
Yeah, I got a tough son, yeah. Allah bless you with a jewel. Alhamdulillah. So
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So you outstanding, bro. Thank you so much.
Real deal.
Alhamdulillah.
Real deal.
So we're going to keep this show rolling, and if there's anyone else who would like to say anything while we can cut the mic on and pull this big crowd running here. And they coming, because I've been listening to them. They coming. You're right. This world is so messed up. And seems like the more they talk about racism and killing of African-American people, it seems like people will be sympathized and say, no, I ain't going to kill this man. We go... I didn't buck it just the other day. They killed a man. And then a couple of days before that, the police ran the guy down. He put his hand, got down, and put him on the ground. And the police got up and shot him in his throat. Anyway, 12-year-old boy, an African-American did that. I'm telling you, that's what that image done took all the ability of responsibility of love for each other. The world, and they said, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That man must have seen a monster that he threw down there. Who put that in his mind? Who put that idea in his mind? But this Western falsehood that's coming from the Western idea of Christ being in the world as the Son of God. This is where all this comes from. This is where all this evil sprang from. This is where the root of all this problem
comes
from.
They want to do and get away with
it. Yeah, shoot you in the back. And then they show African American women is one who carry that burden. And a lot of them that they don't want to have no children because they are afraid of the one who's supposed to be protecting the child and serving the community will kill their son and daughter. Mm-hmm. Huh? But we've been told by the movies of John Wayne and Hopalong Cassidy and all these cowboy pictures or eye for eye and tooth for tooth. I mean, we could talk. We say that when we get that false courage in us, get that alcohol in us. Oh, we don't kill the mother to the people for nothing. But the reality of that is somebody take your son or your daughter and you don't do nothing but pray, then you ain't nothing but a cow. Allah said prayer without works don't count for nothing. So you don't get up and work on that situation, you just wasted the prayer. Allah said he loves those who do right. And he loves those who fight in the cause of righteousness. Huh? This turn your cheek lie they put in the Bible. If somebody hits you on the right side, give them your left side. I've never seen nobody in the army or the neighbor or the police force follow that. But that's what they give us. Turn love everybody. Turn the cheek. Forgive them. So they don't know what to do. Jesus forgive. Yeah, you supposed to give and don't forget. But also, if that person was no good to kill your son, you have a right to take his life. You have a right to get rid of him. Huh? God don't want nobody that's killing people and people that's saying, oh, forgive him. I forgive him. And the only body that really get forgive is Caucasian people. African American, and once African American do something to African American, he in trouble because that man gonna get a knife or a gun and start working from his toe to his nose to get rid of him. But they can go in the church, kill everybody in there, grandmama, granddaddy, the preacher, and kill everybody in there. And the first thing that we said, we forgive them. Man, I'm telling you, there's some messed up people right there. We forgive them. No, we want justice. We want to see them. The Bible says eye for eye and tooth for tooth. If they gonna take a life, then let them get ready to lose their life. God said, "Thou shalt not kill," and they believe in killing us, and they're getting away with it. And they do been doing that for years, but that day and time is up. And now they're telling everybody in all these states is passing a bill for everybody to have a gun. Now, you know some people don't need no gun because some people would just kill for the sake of killing. They can't find no deer to kill. They can't find no bear to kill. They can't find no mountain lion to kill. Then they'll start killing human beings. Many Caucasians have found out the hard way, tried to say that they are the chosen people, and they done moved away from us. And next thing you know, they got a serial killer among themselves, killing all the women, killing the boys. So evil is evil. I don't care where it come from. Wrong is wrong. And God, that's why Allah said he loved those who do right. Until we raise the child to do what's right, then the child gonna keep going the way of the movies, the magazine, the way of Jason and Frankenstein and Freddy Krueger and all the rest of them. They gonna be going there because this is what they seeing in the movies. They show the serial killer up there in California or whatever his name, and find out this man was one of the respectable men that you can be. John Wayne Gacy from Chicago, Illinois. He was a clown, and he was just killing little children that's burying them in his basement. And they hardly made a fuss about that because he was a Caucasian. But what did they call John Wayne Gacy? Those people who lost their sons and daughters by him, call him a black, his heart is black and evil. That's one of the things they said about him. Huh? So we got a job to do, and sometimes you get mud on you, sometimes you get blood on you. But this job got to be done. And to say that Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart or what's bothering our heart or what's causing the problem. That we deal front this problem with prayer and consistency and sincerity. Till we do that, we're going to continue to incur this problem. But most people, a lot of these infiltrators want to come into the community. First thing they say, leave it up to Allah. And Allah don't say that. Or Allah going to make it right. Yeah, he going to make it right. It's like you tie your shoes up, you make it right. You put your clothes on, you make it right. If you don't do nothing for nothing, come nothing. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change, until we try to make a change. Because our condition didn't come like this until we made a change to put it in this condition. When children cannot, parents cannot, the parents cannot really parent. Really tell the child what to do because the child done looked at TV and he done looked at their neighbor and his neighbor, their mother and father let their sons and daughters do everything and don't even try to stop them. And then when you tell your son to stop or your daughter to stop, they point to the neighbor. Well, Jeff over there, he can do whatever he want to. Why I can't do whatever I want to? Then you have to become a parent. Then you have to start a parent, being a father and a mother to that child. Because if you don't, that child going to walk over you and you get his permission by not telling him what is right and what's wrong. I'm not trying to encourage him to go to the place of worship. And we should encourage all our children to go to a place of worship, you know, and seek some guidance from God. We should encourage all children, you know. And when I'm out of the street, I tell people, go to the church you go to attend and seek the guidance of God. Seek the better way that God wants you to have. And you have to read. You just can't have a book and then let it sit there and let it look at it. The book got to be read. The book got jewels in it. And you got to go down deep and get those jewels and bring it out so you can have a better life, a good life to live on this earth. If you fail to do that, then you're not trying to follow God. You want somebody to feed you. You want somebody to put something in your mouth and give you something. No, you're a man. You're growing up to be a man. Then you got to start acting like a man, and that's working and doing something for yourself to help us. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station trying to get rid of racism, property, because you can't live broke. You got to have money in your pocket, and you ain't going to get no money in your pocket unless you earn it the right way. I was in jail. I went to the jail prison the other Friday. I'm telling the person, the guys, whatever you were doing is not working. Because if it was, you wouldn't be in here. If you were making a whole lot of money, you wouldn't be in either. You wouldn't be in. You have a lawyer. You have all the things. You have bond money. But you don't have nothing. So you got to sit in here and wait till your court date and wait till you go on trial. And then they going to give you a public offender. And he going to bring a rope to help hang you, whether you like it or not. He going to tell you that they offer you 20 years. And he going to tell you, take it. If you can get 100, if you go to a jury trial, because your chance in a jury trial, since O.J. done messed that up, they say O.J. messed that up. No, hey, we ain't never got no break in no jury trial. Most Caucasian people see that you are guilty by nature. So, and then when they put Caucasian and all them African-American together, and African-American want to be like the Caucasian and plead the Caucasian. If the Caucasian say you guilty, they're going to say, yeah, but you guilty. They're not going to use their rational mind and say, no, I see something different. Why? Because this influence of God, of so-called God, is in them through that image. So they're going to agree with the Caucasian man. That's who they go to work for. We are lined up to go back and work for them. We go to school, and that school teach us to go back to work for them. It don't teach us. It don't tell us. That's why they brought us over here for a job. But we use our mind like danger. We can make jobs. We can get them jobs. They can come to spend money in our store. I don't try to spend money in the Chinese people's store because they don't buy nothing from us. They don't buy nothing. The Caucasian will, if they in your neighborhood, buy a drink from you. They might buy some ice. They might buy a newspaper from you. But these Chinese other people, they won't buy nothing from you. And we make everybody rich. Everybody you see is rich, got a yacht, got a big boat, got land everywhere. We done probably made that person rich. Better give them all our money back to them that we earned. And this going to keep happening until truth comes, till we get leaders who will stand up and tell the people what's wrong with them, why we shouldn't be doing that, and then why we should stop it. Giving people money, they're going to turn around and pass laws to get rid of. Give them the money, and they keep the money. They won't let the money circulate back in the community. We ought to be ashamed out there. All the preachers and all the imams and all the Africans ought to be teaching this to the people that's in trouble like us. That's the only reason we say our people, because we people that look like us, we're in trouble. Why are we in trouble? Because a lie has been told on God. A lie has been told to the people that stole us and brought us here to work us 400 years without paying them. They still want us to work for them for nothing, for collard greens, for some fat bags and a can of poking beans or something. That's what they want us to work for them for. They care a little or nothing. Cut their grass, trim their hedges, take care of their children, wait on their wives and family and friends to come over there, wear a little ugly, skimpy, women wearing a little skimpy, ugly maid outfit, waiting on them. This is what they want out of us. Huh? Want our boys wearing red, cutting grass, eating watermelon, and looking like we are beggars, look like we ain't got no sense. That's what they want. This is what that ignorant lie have done to the mass of people to make Caucasian people think that. And that one thing we have to remember, Elijah Muhammad told them the truth. And Elijah Muhammad wasn't a racist. He wasn't a racist. Why so many Caucasian women came into the nation, and they was in the nation when he was putting in the paper that they are devils, the children are devils. But Elijah Muhammad allowed Caucasian women become Muslim under his leadership by saying they weren't no devils. And because of that, they was allowed to come in. Why ain't nobody telling the people about that? One of the imams was married to a Caucasian woman. Why they not telling the people about that? And the Caucasian woman, when imam came in, he let that intelligent lawyer, female who's been a Muslim in this community for years, to speak, and she lit it up. She told it just like it was, just like it is. She spoke like a Muslim. So all these things are kept hidden, kept quiet, and these imams and people are not telling the people the whole truth. And that's why people could call us terrorists and racist, because they don't know. I tell my son that growed up with my first wife that he married a European girl, and he thought I wasn't like that. I was the one I told. He said, y'all, I said, who told you that? We didn't like Caucasian people. I said, we don't like ignorant people no matter what color they are. I said, the people that told you that, they told you that to keep us away or keep you away and keep us alive. But check the records of the other people who said they love everybody, the Caucasian people who said they love everybody. Go to their courtroom and see how much love they got. Go to some of their jobs and see how many people have been hired and fired from them by themselves, been laid off, been looked like us. Go see who got the worst records in the world on who treat what people are right and you will find they got the worst record in the world, Caucasian people, on treating people of color. And they done passed that ignorance to the Chinese people, to the Mexican people, to the Puerto Rican, and all the rest of them. They done pulled that into them, and they come here and think because they got they are Indian, they got straight hair, that they supposed to have their nose up. We they are better than us, and they sleep and they stay in a worse condition than we are, and they come in with their nose up. It's coming from that image, come from the lie that God got a son. And so this has been on us, hurting us more than anybody. So we got the right to speak out until it's gone, eradicated, and gone out the world. We should be speaking. We should be advertising. We should be talking whenever we get opportunity and tell them what this ugly thing is doing for humanity, not just for African Americans, because a Caucasian man and a Caucasian woman look extra ugly when you see a racist, when you see somebody think they're better than you, especially when you see one with a badge and a gun, he think he's better. That's a dangerous man who got a badge and a gun, and he's a racist. He think he's doing God a favor if he kills you. That's an ugly man. That's an ugly situation there, ugly family too. So we got to work to get rid of that, and that's what we're doing. And we got to come together and spend our money with each other, and we will see happy face. It's a happy face. Amen. So want us to go see the happy foot, happy feet. But for the feet get happy, the mind, to relax inside to get happy. You have to be happy within yourself. And we are not a happy people with each other. And we can't point too hard at other people because we are doing as much or even worse toward each other. From the west side, the east side. And Brother Hameen, he came and pointed out how they did the Crips and the Bloods. They took the Crips and told the Crips they're going to have to stay in their territory and the Bloods stay in there. And when one of the Crips acted up, they'll drop them off in the Blood side of town. When the Blood acts up, they'll take him and drop him in the Crips side of town. They want us to kill each other out. They want, and nobody's saying nothing. They want us to murder each other. They don't want us to get married. They truly don't want us to see us happy with each other, smiling and trading and being kind. They really don't want to see us be good fathers and good mothers. They work hard to keep us from that. So we have to fight. We have to fight with the only tools we got right now, and that's our voice. And that's the prayers, and the prayers is the weakest one. And we fight with the prayers, and they help us with the voice. And we try to keep from going to the physical situation that we know a lot of times we might not be the one, but we have to fight. We're going to fight like the prophet did. He told us to fight. And we have to fight. We want to use diplomacy to deal with this problem. So anybody else wants to say anything, especially about business and how we can keep our young people and keep our and attract our young people to go into business, to open up schools and open up laboratories and open up factories and a car dealership and make cars. How can we get our young people interested in even making the basic thing we use, like toilet paper, toothpaste, soap and stuff like that? And we got sisters that making soap and brothers that making soap. The basic thing we need to clean ourselves and the food we must have that God has instructed us to have, that's a lamb. We're going to have to grow it ourselves. The brother who run the lab in Chicago, he was here at Atlanta, El Mugmanu, and the one that knows Suja and the one who know how to beehive, the one who knows how to grow their lab for Tabby. Anyway, he was here, his wife, and they were here for 2 days. So I think they're going back to Chicago, he said. But anyway, we got all these great people among us. And I say great people, when you look at the people they done showed us as great. John Wayne, Rocky. People that ain't great. Them movie peacemakers people. They ain't no movie stars. They just in a movie, and they the one put star where they ain't starring them. I can't look up in the sky and see them now, one of them shining for me. And so they know they want to call a movie star. That's another trick that Satan used, that they use to put themselves on top, to make themselves look good, make us look small. They are movie stars. They tricked us. And look, our brother David Chappelle, he was on stage the other day, and this Mexican transition, whatever you want to say, changed some of his body parts, and now he was a man. Now he was a woman. Now he's a man because he changed his body parts, and he ran up on stage, and I'm sure he would never do that no more. At David Chappelle's. I hope nobody else tried that because his security went to work on that person, mm-hmm. and he's in the hospital. But anyway, so this is the trend now. They put one person in the female jail. He said he was a homo. He's a female. He's not a male no more. And he talked like a male and dressed up like a male. But when he got in that female jail, his nature changed. Now he got two babies on the way from that jail. Probably got some more they ain't told us about. He been in there. He been having himself some fun and playing like he's a female. And the nature that God put in to be a male come back alive. And now he got two babies on the way, probably got many more. We just don't know. They ain't telling the whole story. But they know they were going to encounter this by putting male and female, because some man raised by his mama or raised to think, call himself a woman. He would never put in an environment with all women, and he had his organ, and he didn't wipe his organ off. So now he got two babies on the way and could have many more. And I wonder what they gonna do about that. They know they were messing this country up, putting lying women and men to go into the same bathroom. I don't want to see my grandmama or your grandmama in the bathroom with a man come in there to use the bathroom. That's never been right and never will. But Satan is working to change all the good qualities that the human being was trying to keep in order, keep males and females and some different, keep the difference, because we are different in male and female. No way is the Quran said, no way is the male or female like the male. They're different. Can't no male have no baby. Can't no male carry no baby. So we're different. The male's job, as God told, is to populate the earth and protect his female, protect the female. His job is to fight the Kodiak bear or the mountain lion or the wolf that might attack his family. His job to do that. But if the wife can know how to shoot a gun, then she can shoot too. But still, his job is to protect his family. It's not her job to protect him. It's his job to protect her. What the word man means. It means mind. It means intelligence. It means you to that intelligence the way God created to be you. So if that's anyone else want to say anything before I bring, all you got to do is cut your mic on and we press one in your queue. When you go in the queue, you see one on your phone means that you'll see one on your phone. Hit that one and right away, we'll see that you want to share some information, give some information, or criticize the information you heard. So we thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station, and we pray that if we say anything of any good, all praise and credit goes to God. If we say anything that was not correct, then the credit goes with the one who's speaking. And they mean the one that's speaking didn't intend for that to happen. But as it happened, we said, any good, we said all praise are due to Almighty God, not ourselves. So anybody got anything to say? Well, I'm going to, so why, if you got anything you want to say, you said that, join you on the night, your time to join me. We're all right, Lord, what's more important?
We'll read something about that.
You'll read something in 15, 20 minutes, okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'll pray to do to Allah. Anybody else got anything to say? I would bring two God, but he's on vacation. He don't want to sit down there. And I thank him for coming and joining us. That is a fight. It's two God Muhammad. We've been in the middle on many battlefields together. Well, I see Brother Hameen. He's out selling. Yeah, they're working. I know he's selling pictures and masks and all the things and trying to get that SIM school together. So when we get this SIM school together, we just want to, one, it always take one to get two. And once you got one, you can get two, you can get three. Then from three, you can go all the way up to 10, put that zero in it, you got a 10. Amen. So all praise is due to Allah. So for this, and the SIM school, this show is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad SIM School coming out. They're coming out of California. So may Allah continue to bless our SIM school. You know, nobody, you could never find a crocodile teaching an alligator. You would never find a fox trying to teach a lion. And they all eat and hunt almost the same way. Why do you think you're going to be able to trust your children with people who see your child as a potential slave, a potential bag carrier? See your child as a football player, or entertainer, which nothing but, that's all a basketball player is, an entertainer, a baseball player. All they're doing is entertaining the crowd. And their entertainment, especially we call our people, when we look up to call, brag on, what do they come back and do for us? Huh? What do they come back and build for us? Where is those great bands, baseball players, grocery store at, and they come from a community, and they depend on the people in that community that didn't look like them, and didn't have the best food in that community for the need. Where are them baseball players? Where are the basketball players we are so hard look up to, like Michael Jordan and Michael Irvin? What them so-called great basketball players, why they ain't putting no grocery store back in our neighborhood? They supposed to be part of, which are our people. Why they ain't doing that? Because they get in that situation making all them millions of dollars, making all that money, and they forget where they come from. Easy to forget. They're ashamed to come back and help us. So no matter what we bring to the world, these people that become diamonds, the best basketball player, the best football player, the best dancer, even some of them become the best preachers, become the best ice skaters and all the rest of tennis players. Why have they come back and made something happen in the community? Huh? What keep them away from doing that? Boy, that image is so strong. Some of our people are afraid, ashamed to say something about what the Caucasian is doing because they love that image because that image gives them nothing. Elijah Muhammad made it clear. We love the devil because the devil gives us nothing. He gives us nothing but air. That's why we don't own no grocery store. We used to have grocery stores. We used to have gas stations. We used to have barber wash houses. And we used to have laundromats. We used to have our own restaurants, and all these things have been let go because we called it integration. Integration did so much damage to our control of our community that we ain't recovered yet. And the only one have a program that gave us a program to check this thing and make this life better was Imam Warshid Dean Muhammad, first and his father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Sister Claire. The only one has a solution, and that was to work together. And we didn't think it's worthy of working together because our people thought bought into the look. If I can look like a Caucasian, then I'll act like one. I'll get that straight hair. I'll bleach my skin. I'll live in their neighborhood, and I'll try to blend in with them. I'll become them. And Imam spoke about the browning of America, that many of our people, they didn't like the dark skin in God, so they believe in the browning. And you got some groups in America that African America have married nothing but light-skinned people, and they separate themselves from us. They don't want nothing to do with us. They don't want nothing to have the stuff. And they are sort of light-skinned Negroes or Caucasian Negroes. That's what they are sort of, but they don't want nothing to do. That's that image. And we don't want to get rid of it. And like Sue Jones said, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren going to suffer. They're going to suffer from this evil. They're suffering right now. They in the public school, they don't know what they want to be. They don't know what their opportunities for them to be. They don't know whether they want a girl or the girl want a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They don't know. And all this is going on in the public school. I see it in front of my door, the girls getting off the bus talking about you think you got another fighting each other. All this evil is going on with our next generation. If these people, if they know how to get rid of the buffalo, you know he's working on how to get rid of us. And through that image, and we don't want to advertise, we don't want to promote, kill this image, huh? And you got these Negroes talking about, oh, man, leave those people alone. Caucasian people, they'll never be all right long with that image up in the world. They'll never treat you right. You can read some of the historical things they did to us, why they were doctors, why they bring us in the world, how they stick a needle in our head, how they used to fish with us, take 1 hour babies and put them on the bank in the Everglades to catch the crocodile. The crocodile would come up there, and sometimes he would get that baby and start chewing on the baby before they can get to the crocodile and get that crocodile in the on shore or get that crocodile tied up. They did all that to us. Why? Because they were told God came in that image. They are our brothers and sisters. We're all the children of Adam, but they would never love you as long as that image is up in the world, look like them and call God. Are the chosen people, the God's only begotten son. They ain't going to never love you. Huh? In African America, we can open all the business we can tomorrow. African America not going to come to your business as long as they think the Caucasian got the cold ice, they got the best ice cream, they got the best bread, and y'all selling bread from the same bakery, but they African America been blindsided by thinking that the Caucasian gonna give them the best deal. They don't see themselves buying nothing from each other, then they buying dope or buying something stolen or buying a prostitute or buying a child or buying something illegal from each other. That's what we've been trained to do and help each other, buying something illegal. We ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Huh? They made a movie called Chris. The thing that happened to Chris, a picture about Chris Rock. Chris Rock, and they were showing Chris Rock selling Girl Scout cookies. And he was trying to make money selling and for the school and make a little money for itself selling Girl Scouts cookies in this movie. And what happened, Chris had to do things like the other people. He had to look over his shoulder and made like the police were looking for him, that he was doing something wrong. And when he did that, he was selling all his cookies. No, he acted like he was stolen. People were buying those cookies. But what happened, they locked him up, and he had to stop doing that. But that's the way we live. We have to live like we doing something dishonest and all the fun to make money. And they who made it like that, they did. That image made it like that for us. So let's get together, the Almighty God has given us, and start, when we said love each other and God said love one another, it'll never happen to that image gone. Caucasian people married, many of them married, married the women we call ours, not because they bad, not because they want to use them, because they see the jewel in the African-American woman. And many African-American women, men are married Caucasian women because they've been told that the African-American, I'd rather marry a Caucasian woman because I can get along with her. Who put that in their mind? Huh? So all this is confusion that Satan created, and he gave it to us. So let's, no matter who you marry, long you a male, you marry a female, and she love you and you love her, and y'all having children together, and y'all taking care of them children, that's what's going to get you in paradise. Not what you marry somebody because you just married them because you like them. No, you don't marry nobody that's good to you, that cares about your future, and you cares about her, you're not good to her, then you should be married. But you only should be married because God said get married. And get married and take care of your wife and your children. Then you have a great opportunity to get a great blessing from God here and on the other side. So, does anybody else want to say anything? Make any comments? That's just the Sister Karan. You been holding that mic. You want to say something? Match one and come into the queue. You know you got something to say. Karan. Okay, well, anyway, I won't call your name. When you get ready, then match one. So all praise due to Allah. We're here tonight to thank God for blessing us to be human beings, to have a heart and a mind and a soul. And I know that if we live right on this earth, we do everything God have asked us to do and try to be better at it, we know there's an opportunity to go to paradise. And this world has nothing to measure what paradise going to give. This is a testing ground. Yeah, we love to have a test with all the nice modern technology, home, cars, everything that this world offers, even a robot working in the house waiting on us. We would love to have all that luxury. But we know we don't get it in this life, then we do right. As best we can, we will. Allah promises that we will get that and more in the next life. And I believe the promise of Allah. So Allahu Akbar. So we got another 30 minutes on this air. Daya, you ready to read, baby? The 15 minutes is up. You ready to read something? So, you know, help each other. We help me, my helpmate. It's time to help. Turn this over to you for a few minutes. Okay, I did. Okay, you said you're 15 minutes up. Your time. What you gonna read, baby? I know. You already got me.
Yeah,
I already got me.
In the Lord's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful Redeemer, I bear witness that there's no God but Allah, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Now I bear witness the Prophet Muhammad, and peace and blessings forever be upon you, the seal of the prophets, and Allah's messenger. Assalamu alaikum. Eid Mubarak. We got a few more days, and ma'am said we get to take the whole five if we want to. We have to have just dirty celebrations for the Eid. So I guess all of us want to intend to have all 5 days instead of just three. But I thought maybe he might want to say something, and maybe his machine or computer is not working to the point of where he can get in instead of, you know, having to come in through the back door. But I don't know what happened. He's gone now. Inshallah, he don't want to say anything. But I want to make this announcement, and it is announcing. We got a little time. I want to announce about the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School is just right for our children. STEM, STEM. S stands for science. T stands for technology. E stands for engineering. And M stands for math. Now that's STEM. And it's Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And it covers all areas. And, of course, we will insert in with teaching the Arabic, teaching the Arabic language as well as Islamic studies. So overall, you know, we got an overall thing. We should try and get involved and get the STEM school. Just look for Claire Muhammad STEM School, .com. And see the site that's built up and what it curtails, you know, aromatics and all of that, you know, and we can also contribute to that. So we can school right now in L.A., but we want to go into the public schools and get the children, you know, from there interested in coming into the weekend school as well, which is Claire Muhammad STEM School. Also, we want to let you know that this Blog Talk Radio show is a great contributor and of the Mars Cares, sponsored by the Mars Cares, which is W.D. Muhammad's ministry, Imam Dean Muhammad's ministry that carries, you know, that's being carried on. And it offers a lot of things that we should know about. It offers good education for our children, the truth and knowledge. It also offers community unity, okay, because we have sisters groups and we have brothers groups. We have reading of the Quran. We have Saturday. Time we sing a new song, elaborated on extensively, and we have guest speakers like Sister Ali, Sister Muhammad, Brother Muhammad Ali's wife, and she is really, she is there wide open. And the sister has a lot to offer and a lot to contribute every time, you know, every time. So we want to also recognize Wallace Muhammad with the, you know, with the Mars Cares, and make contributions, listen to their knowledge that they're sharing with us and with different programs that they have. We have free Arabic classes by Brother Imam Elam. And he's there every day, I mean every morning, you know. And we have readings as well of the Quran. And we, inshallah, are going to start that back up too, the reading. I don't know if it's going to be every Saturday this time or just what day of the week it's going to be. But it's going to try to make it convenient for everybody, you know, to be on that. And this way, the community, we are a community. My husband and I were not able to make it out. Well, we didn't go out, really, I'll say, it's not my fault, but I would just say I didn't go out to the the Eid prayer due to the big park, and I did not have a comfortable chair that I could take out of the house to take over to the park, which they were advising all of the seniors, you know, to take a comfortable chair from home to the park. So, and I didn't, we couldn't take one from the house and take out there to sit. So we participated in the Eid prayer at home with the Mosque Cares, you know, and Brother Imam Elam. No, not Brother Imam Elam, but Brother Imam Rasul, Hameen Rasul, that does the Lifeline, you know, the sponsor of the Lifeline. So he did the Eid prayer, and it was done. And he did the khutbah, the Eid khutbah, excuse me. And it was knowledge shared. It was knowledge shared, okay? And it was needed. And the message got across, I'm sure. So we just have, we're still a community. We have to work together in our communities. We can learn something from each community. And this is how we grow as well. So we can't forget each other like that from every angle, every aspect. Along with the dower, along with the education for the children. And we emphasize our children now. They have a good program on Saturdays with Brother Edward Aziz and the sister from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sister Rashida. I can't remember her last name, but she's on there, and she's working with the system, the school's educational system, the school systems. And during Ramadan, she had got schools from different areas to come in and recite different surahs, you know, and just to give the listeners some information from about what they're doing at their schools, and then how the children are learning, and the teachers, you know, who love their students so much. You know, you have to love them. The students that you're working with, you know, you have to be able to reach them. You know, I'm on LinkedIn, you know, and I wrote an article about that the other day on LinkedIn about education when the teachers were speaking. You know, I have an early childhood and elementary education degree myself, and I, alhamdulillah, and I was able to expound on something that they had spoke on. So I put a post up. And it's, you learn so much, you know, you just learn so much. I know we all got a lot of things to do, but we have to, you know, eventually we have to take time out and think about our own growth, our individual growth, you know, and with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that Imam Dawood Muhammad left us with, and that Allah blesses us to be able to retain and be able to obtain and retain it and use it when it's necessary, you know. And so he said he put a curse on us if we don't follow his lead and the things that he has taught us the time that he was here with us and blessed by Allah, you know, with the revelations that Allah sent to him during the time he was here with us and left literature and knowledge for the next 50-some more years for us to listen to and to read and to study. You know, reading, it doesn't stop at reading. When you read a book, a good book, it doesn't stop at that. You have to do more research on that book and what else can be, what else follows in that book. So, you know, it would behoove all of us to, if we say the Quran is our guide for daily living, then we have to prove it to ourselves. Because we definitely don't have to prove it to Allah, because he already knows, you know, he knows. We got to prove it to ourselves that we're telling the truth, and that's what we mean. And this is what we want. This is what we feel in love and the way we want to live. The Quran, by the Quran, our God, our daily living, you know. So let's remember that. a lot of people may say, well, you get a certain age, you start thinking about education, start thinking about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, you start thinking about this, that, and the other. Well, that could be the case for some people, but not all people. But it would just behoove us to learn what we can while we can and to pray Allah to bless us with a sound mind to be able to retain what we learn and what we study, to be able to share it with others. And as well as to benefit, help benefit ourselves and our youth. All of us got grandchildren, excuse me, or great-grandchildren, or even just individuals and family members that we would like to teach and share this knowledge with that we have and that we've learned in this experience and this journey, you know, that we're on. And most surely, if we're sincere, Allah will bless us. You know, Allah will bless us. And that's, what time is it? Is it almost time for us to end now? I told my husband, oh, it's only 8:36. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking it's later. Okay, I do have something to read. And where's my paper that I had? And it's something about racial images, and it came from our Imam Warith Udeen Muhammad, and it's from it's on the problem of racial divinities. I don't know how many of us remember that, but I ran across this, and the paper is old and brown. I said, but the knowledge is readable. It's legible, and what I can read, I want to share it with you. Okay, it says, on the problem of racial divinities, the following are excerpts of Imam Muhammad's address to the California Creed Coalition workshop held in Oakland, California, November 14, 1981. I don't know how many will remember that, but I think I see a brother that might remember that. Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad Sharif, you probably remember this right here. Imam Warith Udeen Muhammad's speech here. It says, Arabic opening salutation. Assalamu alaikum. I'm really happy for this occasion to address you on the concern that we have for the practice of ascribing divinity to images in religion. This idea problem has been dealt with pretty effectively by you and your committee heads for the past few years or more. We are very pleased with your determination to stay on this case because this is a serious problem. My talk is serious as your work is serious. The work of CRAID is very serious work. I don't know if word can reach all of you, but I regard every person in CRAID as an ambassador, an imam that's working to advance the truth that will make us free. I won't quote from the Bible because most of us are familiar with the Bible. We know that the Bible, particularly in its early passages, is very strong against imagery religion. That is, the words are very clear and very sharp and forceful in the denunciation of imagery in religion, the early books of the Bible. But as we read on through the Bible, it seems as though that concern is lost. And in the New Testament, it appears to be lost completely. But we have been been blessed by Allah to see what most people miss. How did this imagery get started then? If in the early history it was strictly forbidden, how did it get started? We know that history, the history of the church, gives us imagery with the rise of the church in the Western world. We know of no imagery in the early church, the Orthodox church that lived side by side with Jews in Arabia, that lived side by side with Muslims centuries later. They did not go out for imagery like the European and Western society did. okay, like the West, okay, the European and Western society did. And for a century or two, there was no presence of imagery at all. Later, the sign of the cross was introduced. You see, later the sign of the cross was introduced. And then later, the image of a human being was introduced with that. It wasn't from the very beginning. The great leader, empire builder by the name Constantine the Great, in about the third century after Jesus' death, peace be upon him, supposedly had a vision to make Christianity triumphant in the world. This man made Sunday the Sabbath and introduced Jesus as the image and put him on a cross and used that image to strike terror into those his army went against. Did you hear that? When they would see him and his armies coming with a big, huge cross with a man dead on it, it would strike terror in them. Man half naked, looking pitiful, bones piercing inside his head, blood running all off of him. So that sign alone would strike terror into his enemies. So it was used as a meaning for wickedness, for weakening the enemy in battle. Their religious message was given to it, but its main purpose was to bring the primitive man under the empires, the uneducated, undeveloped savage. Okay. Wait a minute now. You know, I told you this paper is brown and it's old. Okay. Primitive man under the empires. The uneducated, undeveloped savage, H-O-something-D-E-S. Hortus. Think. It was designed to strike terror into them because that's what they use. That was their primitive method. They would have a head on a stick or a dead animal on a pole, and they would march in battle with this raised up to say to you, you're going to be just like this. So the Western Empire responded by raising Jesus up like that. So they could hide behind that. They say, we're not practicing savagery. This is the message of our salvation, of our Lord on the cross. But the main purpose was to use it to stalk, to strike terror into the hearts of their enemy in battle. No Christian country in the world has published that image more than this country, America. You'll find it plentiful in Rome, Italy. You'll find it plentiful in Greece. But nowhere has it been so widely published as it has in America. I remember when I was a boy, you couldn't miss it. We were Muslims, but we couldn't miss it. The crucifix was everywhere. And it was a Caucasian-looking image on a cross. You visit somebody, and it was on their walls, in the bedroom, living room. Crucifix was everywhere. Many of the figures had blonde hair, yellow-looking hair, and blue eyes, typical Southern Caucasian redneck. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to put humor in it. I'm telling it to you just like it is. That's how it was. Gradually, they started to de-emphasize the typical redneck on the cross, and they started to make him look more Semitic. Just recently, that yellow-haired, blue-eyed Jesus has been taken out of circulation. You can't hardly find that anymore. But I remember when I was a child, that was the popular one. Light hair, blue eyes, typical, what we call now, this is not to criticize the race, cracker on the cross. That's what it was. It struck right in my mind. As a child, it stuck right in my mind as a child. That man up there crucified on a cross, looking like somebody had done cruel things to him. You know, nails and blood dripping from his nails, spikes. They call them thorns, but they look like spikes to me. A legend was formed. You know, legends are very close to myths. In fact, legends are myths. The term legend means that it has something unreal in it. Legend, alleged, not necessarily true. So along with the placing of Jesus, supposedly, on the cross was a legend of a cloth. There was supposed to have been, at the time of the crucifixion, an image of Jesus that was transposed or transferred to that cloth. Yeah, I remember that picture too. I'm sure you've heard of the Shroud of Turin. Look how they played up that shroud on television, in the media, newspapers, magazines, a big thing, civilized society playing up that shroud. It's said that they had scientists working on it to examine it very closely to see if it was real, how it was formed, but they didn't mention the handkerchief of Veronica that was before the Shroud of Turin. It is said in the legend that Saint Veronica, you want to know where to find this. No, it is said in the legend that Saint Veronica, you want to know where to find this? You have seen this, and you can look it up if you want to. Look it up. Saint Veronica. I've never heard of that one. I've heard of a lot of other, but not Saint Veronica. Okay, in the encyclopedia, maybe in a real good dictionary. Or ask any priest staying out on me, y'all. Okay, I ask a priest. In the handkerchief, they have a face, and the face is supposed to be the face of Jesus. They have rope around his head and the spikes going into his head. You know how it is. You've seen this. Spikes going into his head and blood is dripping from the spikes. So this is how it is. And Saint Veronica, who for all we know is nothing but a myth too, is pictured on this big cloth, and within her grip is a big key. The big key is held upside down. There's a large ring and an open small ring. The small one hangs from the big key ring, and the imprint on the handkerchief is called the true image. Later, they came up with the Shroud of Turin and its figure. The figure on this one looks kind of in between. It can be European and it can be Semitic. He has a long hooked nose, the accent on the nose, so he looks more Semitic like the Jewish people. But this one looks more, oh my goodness, I hope I can get this other page. But this one looks more European. Turn over here. Called the true image. Got it. Okay. What's so important about this one is not his color, but the thorns. Saint Veronica and the two keys, the big one and the small one. That's what's important. The human figure is not so important at all, except for the thorns in the head and Veronica and the two keys. This is nothing but symbolism. That's all it is. Symbolism. What are the thorns representing? The thing that grows thorns perhaps more than anything else is what? Cactus. You know what cactus are, things that are in dry land, you know, like in the West, know, out in the desert, cactus, big cactus plant like, that they hold water. Okay. The big one and the small one. Okay, that's what's important. The human figure is not so important at all, except for the thorns in the head and the Veronica and the two keys. This is nothing but symbolism. That's all it is, symbolism. What are the thorns representing? The thing that grows thorns, perhaps more than anything else, is it survives where there's scarcity of water. And water is essential for life. Biology and zoology begins with water, and Allah says in the Quran, and everything had its beginning in water. That's right. Same thing they say about the semen. It works its way in water, you know, like little fish, little things swimming in water. So many thousands of them enter the lady's part, and the most fortunate one reaches the egg. Only one of them reaches the fertilized egg of the woman. So, and that's when a baby, that's when the day is, that's a conception. Okay, then it says, Allah says in the Quran, and everything had its beginning in water. What did he mean? Everything of life has its beginning in water. So water is the first essential that we need in order to have the beginning of life. So now, let's understand that in its connection with our mental life, what is the first essential to begin the mental processes of the mind? What about truth? Truth is born of moral excellence, moral purity. Truth is the beginning of life. So here, water represents moral emotional makeup, moral tendency in that, for clarity, for equality. The water wants to find its balance. It wants to have the whole thing leveled. The carpenter uses water in his level. And Jesus stood up on the water. And the dove lit up on his shoulders because he was able to stand up on the water. So this cactus, it's in an area that's dead, desert, deserted, right? Yes, but it's thriving because thorns are like little needles. And whereas the surface of the plant would have a hard time getting moisture that is existing, it can get the smallest amount of water because it has a needle point. The moisture comes to that needle point, and the big thorn soaks it right in. So you go out on the desert, and another thing, and other things are dry or starving. So you got on the desert, and everything, other things are starving. You say, this thing must have some deep roots to get all this water. You look under the thing, and there are no roots. The thing is just sitting up on top of the ground and yet full of water. That's the cactus plant he's talking about. So a tree like this is contrast with the blessed tree in the Quran. What, the tree of Sukun, okay? There's a blessed tree, and then there's a Sukun or thorn tree representing greed and selfishness. This thing hoards the water. Okay, the cactus is the queen. Okay, representing greed and selfishness. The thorn tree representing greed and selfishness. This thing hoards the water. The little bit that's there, it hoards it. Now, where's the desert of the people? The ignorant people that don't know what's happening, they're the desert. The thorn among them is the religious establishment that have very sharp insight into the scripture. They can get water out of a scripture that seems to be dry like a desert. When you read it, it looks dry. When you read it, it looks dry to you. You don't see anything in it. What is this? Okay. excuse me for a second.
No, he has on mute. They hear you. He has on mute.
Man.
He has on mute. When they say, turn around, they ain't bitching about Rockman or Kings. I own Ben Willis and I testify that no God but Allah. Name of God. Allah is more perfect. All is better off. Please bestow on Muhammad the main greatness. Please elevate Muhammad to the most desired favor that I promise him. And I never break that promise. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, I'm sorry. But we can read it tomorrow night.
Yeah, there he is.